All right, 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Finance Committee of the Whole, meeting number 3.
Don't want to go check item number 3.
Your motion to adopt the agenda. Any declarations of interest? So I do have one. So
we'll
be able to proceed with that with quorum the way it is. That would be 5F.
5F, may I look that?
I have any benefit directly, but it's with my employer, and I'm.
I would suggest that if the committee is okay, we could bring it right to the council as suggested.
Perfect. So we'll just remove 5F from the agenda.
5F. You
all agree. There's not an actual motion on that, but it's struck from the agenda one way or the other.
Move
right into new business with the 2022 mid-year financial statements. Would you like to present or just take it for information at this point?
Information as an information item only. These are the mid-year financial statements. No concerns.
Are there any specific comments or questions from the financial statements? Seeing none, would you like a motion to accept them? So we'd like a motion to recommend to council to accept the
Moves.
I move.
Mayor Awa, second.
Mayor Awa, I pay you.
Comments or questions to that? Seeing none, I'll call for
Mayor Awa.
In favor.
Motion carries. Remove some paperwork here. So, the 2023 budget. Do have some proposed changes to what's been presented. Review that first. Okay. So, with the 2023 budget presented,
propose
a few changes to the items. The information presented does not account the property tax increases that'll be proposed. And there was a budget shortfall, and this is out. One item I would like to see is an additional
$50,000
for our economic development officer to use for projects strategic planning and economic development throughout the year.
Our
general government
fund
impacted by a large amount. It's been $1 million
$1 million ngawa mata akaho tama amesho na shawa mata done akaho ni te samane kena jay jalo sul kena jay jaku na lawe tatene tako a na ngoma katego
which was in a and do you want to talk about that position maybe
how shaga juma vetana
The position was budgeted for the last couple of years, and this is an
E-position
that would be specific to the administration
department.
However, since it seems like the deputy clerk position, the hiring for that is moving along, this position could be...
$100,000
So the priorities that were brought by council, including noting the changes that we've made here,
are there any questions,
items related to the council today? The operating budget. With those changes, is there a motion to accept the budget?
Questions?
Councillor Stevenson moves. Last chance for comments or questions. Councillor Crossa, please go ahead.
Deputy Mayor. How you might tell me I could earn 190,000 time on a mayor till my including me 2006, 2007 that chain and I shall take over our so could see lost him and him. So can we make up come on my cotton? Time and night doing no matter a guy with a matana, I can you to the doing the power. I said, I can you, is a canary a hammer. No, no, they asking time and night to not to how you make up, including me in your kind of security logo. Done 190,000. Sebelumnya, kelamian nunggu tunna ramon. Atuk kene rumah garu waktu ni. Tapi mengapa ukau makan ni sah tu ngah? Tapi ni mayo. Kau yang nami?
Thank you, Councillor Kwasa.
Kau yang nami kata
mili
Kwasa. Tak kau jumina lah tu. Panna hoti ko panna hoti le rujuk tegi lah
tani.
Mayo awati.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Kau yang nami mayo.
I did have a question too. To the budget, but the
I
just want to mention about this it doesn't have any interpreting can you put that on?
One second.
Is there interpretation
going
through? It's right in Zoom, right? So Mayor Awa, there should be settings at the bottom of your screen where you can change your language.
We'll say
interpretation.
No, nothing?
Interview, right?
used to be the ball. It was a ball you could press. Just getting it checked on the back end, Mayor Awa. Just 1 second.
Yeah, okay. Just keep going. You can keep going. I just want to have the floor. That's all. Emma, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mayor Awa.
Last call for questions. All right. For the budget, all in favor. Unanimous in house.
Mayor Awa.
In favor.
Thank
you very much. So the 2023 capital budget.
2023. I can do you not talk to sir.
Very large piece of paper and.
Seems
like a shorter list this year,
but.
If I'm not mistaken, it's in the $81 million capital spending plan this year.
$81 million.
Two years. If you would like to provide highlights, please go ahead.
Okay. So there were quite a few capital needs this year. Address all of the needs of the budget. We were not able to address all of the needs of the department in this budget. However, we are making good progress. Large needs. There were some large commitments this year, including the operations center, which will house the municipal enforcement, Some of the costs, and so we are looking at $17.5 million for the water supply. Basically the three categories, the distribution. So some pipe replacement is defined there, and work has been done to work with a new source. And then there are a couple of other items listed there that need to happen this year. And also, just for your information, there is a RPO right now for the project management team to help manage these very large projects. So you'll see that in the budget, and again, clearly defined, and you'll have more information at a future engineering just to note that there's requirements for Lake Turlough Dam. Just very important to make sure that inspections and repairs are being completed The Apex pumping project, you'll notice an increase compared to previous year. So Apex pumping, as you know, this year we had some challenges with some electrical permitting issues for the emergency
permit.
These issues also carried over into the Apex pumping project. So we are anticipating, given some of the conversations with the authority jurisdiction, there will be some upgrades to the Apex pumping. We have included some funds for garbage receptacles and may be able to get some additional funding elsewhere, but we put in $20,000 for that. We'll have recreation oversee that, that project to apply for those funds. And then there's some additional funds And just a note that this radio system will implement, integrate with the RCMP radios, new equipment, So there's you'll notice a water truck. I just want to mention as well. And there are quite a few more projects. If you have any budget for any of these projects, we can discuss them. If you have regarding any of the engineering projects, probably best to save those technical questions for an upcoming engineering.
Comments or questions on the capital budget? Councilor Crossell, please go ahead.
Cemetery, long term cemetery.
The city monitors the number of burials that have been how the Kirk Cemetery was remediated and the contractors and team had done to remediate the cemetery. In a couple of years, that cemetery will be expanded, or there will be a new cemetery. There is currently expansion. However, the same engineering and the same construction work that's been completed at the Apiatic Cemetery will need to be implemented on both of those advance a long-term cemetery plan to ensure that the city has
scrap metal.
Yes, so that is the current arrangement. The city hires a contractor who has a crushing or brings in or has a crushing capability before that. They crush the scrap metal on the ship. So at the time that this budget was developed no funds available for the windows
and
they will apply for I think culture and heritage has possibly one more. Yes, still committed to we're looking into the Jomi school. So that agreement has been worked out with Nunastar.
Follow up, Councillor Stevenson?
Go
ahead. Thank you. And thank you, Amy, for that. Just because now you've added more questions in my head, or one more.
You referred
to the destruction of that house.
So the owner, I think, is still reviewing the options.
See your hand there. Mayor Awa, go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. I have a few questions, but some of them have already been
asked.
Scrap metal.
I requested whether we could purchase...
The value might go up higher than just the crushing. My question, if we can get capital budget for that, we can probably think about it. Transportation. Do we have a budget that we can talking about transportation? Or the road to go to a new shipping we're talking about the road to or something else. Talk about these roads. That's it for now. Maybe I'll ask.
Thank you.
the question about whether the meadow can be
the process. The government of Nunavut under EDNT, the Government of Nunavut, 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 the Government of Nunavut,
literate my question, if I may, Deputy Mayor.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. The transportation master plan, do we have a budget to work on that?
Dr. Sani Palitan, Kamarija Ogayarloni, Koyanami.
Okay, so a couple of priority items are listed under Section 14. So there is an intersection design study,
a couple of items
to start off.
Thank you, Mayor. Councillor Smith.
At the last engineering meeting, we did discuss a bridge in Apex, which Amy, at the time, you were unsure if it was going to be on this, and I don't see it reflected here. To take the committee's recommendations. But I'm just wondering if that needs to be on here. Thanks.
Yeah, so that item was actually cut from the budget, given the available funds that we have. The consultant will still proceed with the design. So the decision to proceed with the design, with the sidewalk will still proceed.
Thank you, Amy. Discussion for another committee meeting, but I'd still like to see Apex declared Trans-Canada Highway and have a conversation that's been
raised in that committee.
Councillor Kwasa, please go ahead.
Middle school, high school,
titaqsima yuna aqqutikku tamanna isumaruiya oqattarmigma ilanginnu innunnun makaqallunaangunngittun innunnun inu ileqqusia tamanna ileqquseringimmagu qaviyumaniarpuk kisiani nutaqavut ilinniariaqattartukuluit nutaraunginnariaqarmata innartitu isumagiaqanngimmata tamanna tagwa ismaaluiyaoqattar ila ilanginnun inun immaqaamissuunginnersaviyugaluanu kisiani tamannattaaq nillerutigiyumaluarpaqa tamanna nutaakuluumma uwattinnun unavut miutaulluta tikitauvaliqtilluta tamakkununga taunanngaartunit tamakkuninga isumatitauqattalilaumata inu ileqqusiani atunngitsiallariqtu nutarakului nutaraunginnariaqarmata nutaqqatitu isumagiaqartut taimana saanna nillerutigiyumaluaqqaviaqa takuqattarsimallugulu taakkua tarsaliortausimayu aqqutikkun uvangali saanna ikajortuluangitaqa imanna akiqartuaugluga pinngittunga kisiani inu ileqqusia taanna isumagingaarlugu katimayiummigama inuullunga inuqatikka taimanna ilangit isumaqattarmayuit taanna tabba uqausigiyumaluartaqa saqqitautillugu taanna inungna ilanginni piugiyaruaraungimmat nutaqakuluppun nutaqqatitut isumatilaurlugu ilinniarvinmi innartituunngitsoq taimannali piqursataulauqsimagatta imanna nutaraunginnaquyaulluta naammaksigutta kisiani ukuninga tusarniarpugu imannailitaulauqsimagatta taanna nillerutigiyumaluaqqaviaq dapilmeiyut imanna akiqartuaruqlunga pinngittunga kisiani nillerutauqattarsimangmimmat tagvani katimavvittinni taanna nillerutigiyumaqqaavaq uqqausiksatuinna kaisiyunnarpugu qujannami dapilmeiyut.
There are hundreds of LGBTQ Inuit and other people
in the community. I'm a Sukragalo Mata Taimetumi. Ang ikatakarayang nila katuwilin ni Taman na Pilogo. Huwi ang nila katungatako at usakayang ni Ukausitit. Asin apikotit at utusan ay Pilogo at katumidakwasa ati.
Okay, kuyannamik. Tamanna nillerutigiyumatuinnaqqaagakku uqaanaqsungalu imanna akiqartuaruqlugu pinngittunga qaviyumaqutuinnarpassi kisiani tusarsimayannit tamanna inu ileqqusituqaringimmagu qaviyumaniarpugut taisumanili taimanna inuunnerpata inu amisuunginnersaunuyartuksauyuit amisuunngillaqaluarmat taasimiga uqakkanniarligumaqqaayunga tapilimeiyu qujannami.
Councillor Stevenson.
Katimiju Stevenson.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Qujannami meijautullia.
I mean, I certainly don't get to tell people what is and isn't part of the Inuit culture.
Inunnut kanu piusimangata piusimangataluni kisen takua pride amengin hanutu mangata taikua amen kigatu mata piha ilagajauti tenami kikutu inatiani hanu piusikakalua kata kikku galuaqutilluunni taima tukeharnissauvallaigaluangata amian kikkutuinnamni upikusunnammi kinauniginnun ilaliuyaugunnarniginnullu hanutuinna ilakijaujumanniginnullu isumaqujaullutin saqqitausimaju taikku amian tamanna pillugu tukisinnerluutauqattapallailangata hanullata kiggartuiju taugaluamangata.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson.
Stevenson. Asine uqautitse apikutilluni atutusanut.
Two questions.
Maqona apikutuhattunga.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mayor Awa.
Ate meijaba.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Qujannami meijautullia.
Inuktitoqqai.
to try to
Yes, thank you for the question. So the work that the city is planning to complete next year, the long-term strategy, will include discuss about long-term locations and cities and the type of land.
Are we putting it in budget for 2023 that we'll be preparing for the cemetery?
Yes, and that is item 10.1.
And
the cost estimate we have for that is $175,000.
So I two questions that I do have. One is $30,000 carryover there.
$30,000
We were hoping to get you an update at the next strategic planning but the project is still progressing. In terms of the carryover to finish
it.
We're just
reevaluating
the schedule right now. Jeff Burns has so like I said, we're just taking another look at the schedule to meet
the project
done as well. But it's looking very nice.
I
do look forward to seeing it. Another long time coming. The second one is just relating to the Federal Road Municipal Land Plan. I know in recent planning discussions it's been mentioned
that it would
be a priority. In light of things we know and then recent news aggressive building plans in the
community.
Are we doing enough with just that? I need to learn more about the federal road possibilities as well.
So there's two kind of similar plans on this budget for development of subdivisions. So one is the Federal Road Municipal Land Subdivision Plan. And There is actually an update coming in November.
November me
presentation from
Onika Beula to see Pandao Televisione Katuni Jagalala Kata Hausi Halalu Te Katu Jahati Guti Chane
number of studies that are needed to proceed with planning for the subdivision. The other subdivision planning that's on this budget is the 14.7 in the West 14.7 in line with a lot of the changes that are happening with the West 40th and the 4th, and also the transfer plans to the city, so that the city can adequately plan, effectively plan, there is a lot of need for industrial land,
warehousing, and so on,
and we're getting a lot of, there's a lot of demand for,
so
those two are seen as the priority. There is work done on the subdivisions in place. Then it will be to develop residential rather than having the city just go ahead and develop our part, do our part, working with a partner who has adjacent lands.
November me khaw se kanela to
to sata kanela to
parna to le we hala gan lo talo
kanu ke ya khaw se ra to na to
kata me jeno ta khoya yu me jeno parna to ne to ne ta se lo la ra to we ame amma se ane khoya ne me me
questions to the capital budget
asen ate kutya khitu yuna to to sane
we'd like a motion. Councilor Crossa, go ahead.
West 40 subdivision studies strategic plan dan dan apa kote itu na pailu out uminga apa kote ning tu sa mang megama port authority kan willing ada garo mga imma ka ubo city uluta dan kamagilo ang ita garo kisini port authority ka sumo komo tama kuninga direct of view uning dan apa kuda kata semua mat port di kanu kian kata yang merito authority guna time ni cuma kata na ila liu tu semua kau yang merawat cuma apa kuda itu nak tahu time ni tok tak kaya kalah mata ema takkan na direct of view direct of view pun kaya ni mix tapi mayor.
Thank you.
Kau yang nama.
So the city's strategic plan, current plan will be ending, and the new council the port authority, the port is under the authority of the government of Nunavut.
So we do need a motion to recommend approval of the 2023
budget.
I think we're all questioned out. Any comments or questions? All in favor. Unanimous in House.
In favor.
So we will take a 5-minute break. And then reconvene at
7 o'clock.
Right, Jeannie, are you ready in the booth? Good. Thank you. All right, we'll reconvene. Moving on to...
Oh,
I got to change myself back. There we go. Sorry. Yep. So the sanitation rates for 2023, proposal is to increase sanitation rates
for 2%.
Part of the rate increases that we've seen, the health operations of the new I believe we're moving on to water rates. Water rates for
2023.
Recommendation from administration. Increase water rates for all customers.
Only
by 5%. Full economic category is primarily government units. Is there anything else in full economic category?
5% me.
No, it is just government.
With a 5% increase,
5% compare
just the full economic category, based on the fuel electricity cost increase. My recommendation to council would be for a 5% increase
and a 1% increase for others. That will allow us to maintain
a very slight surplus that
Mikijo Galone, Ameco Galarote, Gajatabuke,
Tana, 5% increase,
5%
for customers in the full economic.
Kina, you left it Larin known, I'm a 1% Ilona Asinin known.
Councillor Stevenson moves,
Councillor Stevenson, Piatta, Katima, Yahuasa, I Pilone, Apicotte, how to say.
Seeing none,
but Naguarotauli, Namasato,
unanimous in house,
Ilona and Mayava.
In favor.
And property taxes. Final item of the evening for tonight. Let me pull up my notes, sir. Give me 1 second. That's not correct. So there is an error in the agenda
So the
recommendation based on some meetings earlier today,
a 2% increase
across all other taxes.
1%
additional
$283,000.
And a 1% property tax increase across all other classes. And that's what I would request for a motion.
Stevenson,
Comments or questions? Seeing none, I'll call for
the panel who are telling I'm a sector.
Unanimous in house.
I don't know, never need to me, Yava.
In favor.
Namasakto, for the name.
That takes us to the end of
Tamba Isulipo, Katima, Duty, Vinet, Tabo Uno.
Councillor Smith moves.
Katimir Smith begat Chenokaman and
Mom. Stevenson seconds.
Katimir Stevenson, I pay you.
Absolutely.
Namasakto. Nokaman and Mom.
Yeah, there are lots of hard decisions. So I would like to extend sincere thanks to the city.
For the name of the city, I can I just think in.
Into this Well, tomorrow night is our full council meeting.
Tonight
will be presented. We got one pass, but we still need to
be
all here tomorrow. So with the motion to adjourn on the table, I'll call for the
unanimous
in house, Mayava.
In favor.
Thank you all
for the time. Thank you. Good evening.